This is Wade Rathbun with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Brazil, Canada, Norway, and Guyana stand to add nearly a million barrels a day to the market for oil in 2020 and nearly a million more in 2021 on top of the current world crude output of 80 million barrels a day. That boost in production, along with global efforts to lower emissions, will almost certainly push oil prices down. Federal judge in Oregon put on hold a Trump administration rule requiring immigrants prove that they will have health insurance or can pay for medical care before they get visas. 71 medical and university research institutions are now investigating 180 individual cases of potential theft of intellectual property, with almost all involving people of Chinese descent. Over the past 12 months, TikTok's app has been downloaded more than 750 million times. Jane Fonda, the actress, moved to Washington in September to highlight the urgency of the climate crisis by staging protests at the Capitol, where she's been arrested every Friday for the past 4 weeks. Protests in Chile over inequality have gone over 3 weeks. The country's median salary is now about $540 per month, below the poverty line for a family of four. Clothing and footwear industry is responsible for 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions, nearly the same as the entire European Union, according to a study by the Environmental Services Group, Qantas. Industry-specific minimum wage efforts have raised wages for Oakland hotel workers and airport workers in New York, Houston, and Denver. Benefits of drinking coffee are probably because of anti-inflammatories and antioxidants found naturally in coffee. Polyphenols such as chlorogenic and quinic acids and diprofenes such as cafestrol and cadrol. Many of coffee's health perks probably extend to decaf too, because with decaf, only the caffeine, not these other compounds, is removed. Of course, add sugar and cream and some of the benefits disappear. According to President Ronald Reagan's chief of staff, the president consulted an astrologer before virtually every major move and decision, including the timing of his re-election announcement, military actions in Grenada and Libya, and disarmament negotiations with Russia's Mikhail Gorbachev. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.